The 1,300 same-sex couples that have been married in Utah since a judge declared it constitutional on December 20th have been riding a roller coaster of emotions. Last Wednesday, Governor Gary Herbert told state agencies they couldn't recognize the marriages, and the attorney general also said he wasn't sure the marriages were valid. But on Friday, the federal government said they were, Attorney General Eric Holder announcing that the federal government will recognize Utah's same-sex marriages. Now, over the summer, the Supreme Court struck down the federal law that denied same-sex couples benefits, but the Obama administration wasn't defending that law anyway. So the federal government supports same-sex couples, but Utah doesn't. What does that mean? Tony Milner and Matthew Barraza join us from the studios of KCPW in Salt Lake City. They were legally married in the Holiday United Church of Christ on December 20th. And so, Tony, start with you. What does this mean that while Utah doesn't recognize your marriage, the federal government does?
It's huge. It's huge. It's good. It's very important in a long line of basically upholding our civil rights, which we've been trying to fight for here in Utah. And when everything went down December 20th, we were one of the first couples who ran down and got our license and ran to our church and got married by our pastor. And with DOMA shut down, we'll file our taxes jointly. We'll file for a joint adoption of our son that we've raised from birth. All these good things were happening. And so then, on, like you said, Wednesday, our governor and our attorney general kind of stepped in and threw a few monkey wrenches into the system. So it's great. It's absolutely fantastic that Eric Holder and President Obama are on our side.
Yeah, but what does it mean specifically? You've mentioned a couple of things there, Tony. You start with your child, Jesse. Matthew, who has custody now? What were you hoping would happen? How does this work?
Well, at the time that Jesse was born, the status of the Utah law was that only married couples could jointly adopt a child. If you weren't legally married, then only single people could adopt. And so only one of us was able to do that, and the other has not been legally recognized as the co-parent of Jesse.
Who's the legal parent?
I am. Mm-hmm. I had the better health benefits at the time, so that was the deciding factor as to who would actually be on paper there.
So you have custody, even though both of you have been acting as parents and raising Jesse. What would the fact that you were married have meant before the state put a hold on your marriage?
Well, the next step in the process then was that Tony could petition the court to be recognized as a co-parent, step-parent adoption.
And Tony, as we've been hearing, it sounds as if you are a parent in everything but legal state name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How important is that to you?
So basically, I have no standing in Utah. If our relationship ever were to break up, I would have no standing for filing for any type of joint custody of Jesse. What we've done is we've put together our estate papers that basically spell out, you know, kind of some basic protections and kind of spell things out of our intentions, but even those wouldn't hold up in court. Of course, we want to make it as legal as possible for both of us to be the legal parents of Jesse.
Basically, things have been put on hold because of the governor and attorney general's statements. And so we're waiting to see how that plays out as far as the adoption goes, or the step-parent adoption goes.
Do I hear a little, I mean, I think perhaps Jesse is with us. Do I hear Jesse okay in the background there? Well, let's move on then. So obviously you're concerned about that, but you do now have some of the federal benefits.
Yes, and not only the practical benefits of being able to file federally and being eligible for Social Security benefits, but just also it was a moral boost.
Explain to people, we've been hearing a lot about this, but people might be listening and thinking, wow, I didn't even realize there were 1,300 same-sex couples in Utah and or a church that would marry them. And we've actually mentioned the Holiday United Church of Christ before here on the program. I've attended it. It's a beautiful church. There are, you know, it's a progressive pocket in Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's funny. Both Matt and I grew up LDS, which is Mormon. But then we found a good church at Holiday United Church of Christ, which was very open and very accepting of us. You know, Utah is our home. We both grew up here. We both are going to stay here. You know, there's been like the vile comments of, you know, if you want to get married, go someplace else. No, sorry. This is where our family and our history is. We are going to stay here. We want to raise a family here.
What do you think is going to happen here? Because in California, same-sex marriage has also had a setback when Proposition 8, the voter referendum, passed a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. But in that case, the existing same-sex marriages, the ones that had already taken place, remained valid. It was just no new ones were issued until a court overturned that voter referendum. Here, you have the marriages that took place, like yours, being declared invalid by the state. What do you think is going to happen?
So this has been a long, long fight. You know, we've been kind of, you know, we're so happy. All of our friends were getting married. We're going to be able to joint adopt to Jesse. We're going to have all these other benefits that are afforded to other legally married couples. And then, again, we kind of have this huge roadblock thrown in our place. And so you have to kind of step back and go, oh, that's right. This is a long struggle. Other states around the country have had to deal with this. We might have some more setbacks here in Utah.
But I think that the momentum is there. I think it's inevitable that eventually nationwide same-sex marriage is going to be legal and found constitutional. I mean,
but this is Utah and not California. And you mentioned you'd been a member of the Mormon Church. As you well know, the Mormon Church, big financial backer of Prop 8 in California, although the church did not come out with a statement when the ruling allowing same-sex marriages briefly in Utah happened. This is a very powerful church, and this is the state where the church is seated. Is that going to make it even harder? Or, for all the churches stand against same-sex marriage, it might recognize what it feels like to be an outlier, which the church, you know, was also at times.
I think there's a lot more discussion going on inside the LDS Church just because there are so many people who are comfortable now to come out. And so there is small change. There is small movement going on.
Tony Milner and Matthew Barraza were married legally in Utah on December 20th. The state has since put those marriages on hold. The federal government has stepped in and said they recognize them, and they've been talking to us about the limbo that puts them in. As 5-year-old Jesse squirms on their laps, we can hear. So we'll let you all go. Tony, Matthew, Jesse, thanks so much for being there. Thank you.
Thank you.